Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates.
Anywhere you are around the world, what a blessed day, what a blessing. How did you spend your Christmas? Over here in Maryland, we had an awesome time in church. It was a blessing in church. We had a good service, awesome word. And then we have testimonies of salvation. It was awesome for those who watch it after, you know, a lot are watching even now. The Lord bless you, for all of you friends who've been praying since March together every day. And oh my God, 6 days to the end of the year, God is so good. Just raise our voice and thank the Lord that we are strong. The Lord has been faithful. God has kept us all this time without any problem. We have been standing in our faith, confessing the word of God. And God has been honoring our faith in Him. Just raise our voice and thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks to as many who are signing in today in this time of prayer and communion. I just bless you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You have been there for us. We trusted you. And you never let us down. The Lord will never let you down. In the next 6 days, you are crossing to 2021 with confidence, with knowledge, with understanding, with assurance that the grace of God is going to take you through with testimony. Let's pray today that God speak to me, give me insight, give me understanding. Now, this few weeks, we're going to do a planning for 2021 and blessing for 2021. We're planning for 2021 and blessing for 2021. Just ask God's grace to give you understanding on and the lessons and the inspiration and the leadership of the Holy Spirit in this week. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, I give you thanks for this Saturday across the nations of the world. As many that are signing in, those on social media platforms and those on the prayer line, let the Lord give you insight as we begin to study and pray. I pray for understanding. The Lord bless as many who are following us online in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace upon your life. Receive insight and receive understanding, receive wisdom in this last week for what to do. We are crossing over in the fullness of the blessing. Just after me, I'm crossing over to 2021 in the fullness of the favor of the Lord. Raise our voice and confess. We are crossing over to 2021 in the fullness of the favor of the Lord. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is mighty. Our God is good. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, God is a good God. Don't forget that. Just keep confessing it. God is a good God. Our God is good. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit tonight and allow Him lead us in our time of praying, and we'll end up with breaking of bread tonight. Father, I give you thanks tonight for as many that are following us today, Saturday, in different parts of the world. Jesus, be glorified. Bless our lesson and bless as many on the prayer line in Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory. Today, we're beginning a lesson on greatness. Say greatness. Now, this is very important. Your mindset for 2021 matters. You know, the children of Israel, when Moses sent them to spy the promised land, they came with evil report. And some said, we are like grasshoppers, and we saw giants. They were saying that our enemies are great, and we are like grasshoppers. That should not be our mentality. You know, today, let's reverse that picture. Instead of saying, our enemies are giant, we are like grasshoppers, tell yourself you are giant, you are great, and your enemies are like grasshoppers. Reverse that picture. So you need to see yourself the way God sees you. See yourself in the greatness of God. I want to give you a verse that this verse, you will never forget this verse all the days of your life. Okay, it's very important to know the word of God. And that is Psalm 71 verse 21. Psalm 71 verse 21. That is 71:21. Psalm 71 verse 21. This verse will stick with you all of 2021. Psalm 71 verse 21. Those watching me around the world, take that verse in your Bible, underline it, mark it again and again. Psalm 71 verse 21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Now, this is the word of the Lord. It is not some preaching. I'm just reading from the scriptures. It is written, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Can you put your name in that verse? Confess it. Confess the verse personally. Just say, Lord Jesus, you will increase my greatness. You will comfort me on every side. Just confess it. My God, you will increase my greatness. You will comfort me on every side. There are two things there. God will increase your greatness. I will comfort you on every side. In the Old Testament, greatness is how they define success. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, all these men, Job, all Moses, Solomon, he can make a list of all these men that were great. So God has interest in making Abraham great. God said, Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great. So Psalm 71 verse 21, please underline that verse, it's very important. It says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Believe God in 2021, God is saying he will increase you. God is not interested in decreasing your life. God is not interested in pulling you down. God is interested in raising you up. God will increase your life, will increase your greatness, will increase your family, will increase your income, will increase your life, increase your joy, increase your peace, increase your happiness. That is God's will. You know, God doesn't take delight in your suffering and your frustration. No, God takes delight in your joy, in your peace, in your happiness. So Psalm 71 verse 21, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. So God will increase your greatness and God will comfort you on every side. So today I want to share on the roadmap to greatness. What do I do to attain greatness? So we're going to get the first part of that lesson today. The roadmap to bless you for those who are already signing in. Now the first thing we're going to see today is goal attainment. So write the word greatness, please. Write the word greatness vertically. Write the word greatness, please, vertically. Okay. It's important. So let's start with G. And G stands for goals attainment. Goals attainment. Setting goals in life and attaining to those goals is what defines success. Setting goals in life and attaining to those goals is what is called success. If you have goals that you can never attain to them, it's not success. You succeed because you attain to goal, to your goals. So greatness is impossible if you cannot attain to any goals of your life. Unfinished project is a symbol of delayed destiny. So it's important to believe God in this end of year, to begin to prayerfully in the power of the Holy Ghost, set goals, and by the grace of God, you will attain those goals because the favor of the Lord will be upon your life. You will see yourself in the power of the Holy Spirit, marking those things done and done and done and done. It's a blessing to go back to your goals and say, this is accomplished. This is accomplished. This is accomplished. You know, it's a blessing to see these things accomplished. And greatness is equal to accomplished goals, attaining to your goals. Now, Proverbs 29 verse 18, Proverbs 29, 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So we're coming to end the year by setting goals and believing God to attend to those goals. Because the favor of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, will enable you attend to your goals. So when the Lord blesses people, and if you have no goal to attend, the blessing is wasted. In the midst of the anointing comes upon your life to enable you attend some goals. Joseph after me, say in the name of Jesus, I will set my goals by the power of the Holy Spirit, and all these goals must be realized in Jesus' mighty name. Raise your voice, begin to declare. In the name of Jesus Christ, you set your goals led by the Holy Spirit, and all those goals will be accomplished in 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the favor and the anointing to see goals attained, to see goals accomplished. I just decree today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will set those goals, and those goals will be attained in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, don't set your goals based on your money. Set your goals based on your faith. Don't set, you know, people say, sow your coat according to your size. That one is not spiritual. I say, sow your coat according to your faith. You know, sow your coat according to your faith. Yes, not just according to your size, because very few moms, you're going to be bigger than that size. Okay. So sow your coat according to your faith. Today, set your goals according to your faith, not according to your income, not according to people around you. Set your goals according to your faith. Let your faith lift you up spiritually. So stay your faith inside and set some goals that nothing, by no means, you can accomplish them except by God. Just say after me, in the name of Jesus, with the help of God, I will attend to my goals in 2021. Raise your voice and declare. I come to declare the name of Jesus Christ, with the help of God, you will attain to your goals in 2021. No devil can stop that dream. No devil can stop your goals. We speak today by faith that the grace of God, the blessing of God, rests upon every son and daughter of World Mission. That goal in your heart, that goal you have set for 2021, you will realize it in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to join our faith together. Let's join our faith together. We are praying for everybody at the sound of my voice in all platforms. And those who are going to join, as you set your goals for 2021, let the Holy Spirit enable you. Let angels enable you. Let the Word of God enable you. Let your faith enable you to celebrate the accomplishment of those goals. Raise your voice, let's pray. We're coming in the name of Jesus Christ in this corporate anointing. As you set your goals by faith, let the Holy Spirit enable you. I come to pray for everyone on the line. Across the continents of the world, your goals will be enabled by the Holy Spirit. You will attend to those goals in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't be afraid to set goals. Some say, I've tried before, I failed. Listen carefully. You have no future without a direction. You must be able to believe God for a direction. Believe God for a purpose. Believe God for a tangible goal. Set goals by the grace of God. And when the blessing comes upon you, it will enable you to see those goals come to pass. Never give up. Don't act by fear. Don't tell yourself, because I have tried again and again, I failed. Listen, keep trying. Everything, keep trying until you succeed. If you study engineering, you study science, you study history, you see how many men struggled many, many times and they failed, but finally they succeeded. So 2021, your goals will be attended to by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will attain to your dreams in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now just say after me, no enemy can limit me, can restrain me, can keep me behind from meeting those goals. No enemy, no attack, no darkness, no sickness, nothing will come to frustrate me from meeting those goals in my life. Raise your voice and pray. We raise a standard now by the blood of Jesus Christ. I raise a standard in Africa, in Asia, in Europe. No enemy will attack you. to stop you from realizing your goal. No sorcery, no incantation, no misfortune can stop you from realizing your goals in 2021. By this anointing, I release the grace in your life that these 6 days of 2021, by the grace of God, you are getting dreams, you are getting purpose. Those dreams in you, the goal in you, God will enable you to see it happen. You will celebrate the accomplishment of that goal in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. So please, when you finish here, get a paper and pen, write down at least three things you must realize in 2021. The devil cannot stop you. So please, for those who are signing late, please, we are working on the word greatness, please. So G stands for goals attainment. Okay, let's try arrow, please. Results oriented. Just imagine every farmer, you sow your seed expecting a harvest. Every person goes to work every morning expecting a salary at the end of it. Listen, child of God, you must begin to expect results. If a woman is pregnant, is expecting delivery. We are speaking today that you will see the results of your labor. You will see the result of your studies. You will see the result. You will get outcome. Yes, I speak today, Josiah family, I decree positive outcome in my life in 2021. Raise your voice and declare. I decree today positive outcome in your life, in every area of your life in 2021, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release our faith for positive outcome. Yes, for our students, for our teachers, for our mothers, our fathers, our farmers, our businessmen, and our pastors and evangelists and apostles, everywhere you are around the world, whatever you are engaged to do, we come to decree today, you will see the result in the name of Jesus. Let the result be much more than you expected. Josiah family, my result and outcome will be greater than my expectation. Your result and outcome will be greater than your expectation. Raise your voice and prophesy. I speak today in the name of Jesus Christ, because of your faith in Christ, your result and the outcome of your life will be much more greater than your expectation. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Child of God, there is greatness in you. I speak, there is greatness in you. I speak today, your goals will be realized in the name of Jesus. No devil will frustrate those goals. We speak today, you will see results in your labor. You will see results in your prayers. You will see results in your fasting. You will see results in the seeds you sow. Every faithful child of God. You know, many of you have been very faithful. Many have been very dedicated. And I speak in your life today that your dedication will have results. Your seed will have results. Your fasting will produce results. Your faithfulness will produce results in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:25. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. Everybody who is training either for a race, just imagine soccer players, basketball players, wrestlers, they all spend their time in the gym practicing for one day of performance. But we listen carefully. We every day we are praying, we are fasting, we are trusting God. And God is saying, if this man of the world can expect a result, how much more you? So today, expect a positive result. Expect positive results. Believe that every day of your life will produce something good. Josiah family, 2020 will end in the next 6 days, and 2021, I prophesy to myself, every day of my life will produce something good. Raise your voice and declare. I speak to as many at the sound of my voice, every day of your life in this end of year and 2021 will produce something positive, something good, good results in your children, good results in your grandchildren, good results for your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree in your life, every day of this end of year will produce good results. Can you raise your voice and tell your atmosphere, speak in your atmosphere, everywhere you go, you see good results. Just declare, everywhere I go, I see good results. Raise your voice and declare, everywhere you go, you see good results. I sense the anointing here for somebody. I speak in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every job you go in, you see good results. Every interview, you get good results. Every investment, you get good results. Every endeavor, you get good results. Every form of activity you engage in business, in school, in life, in ministry, you get good results in Jesus' mighty name. Even right now, as I'm speaking to you right now, begin to see it happening. Let your phone ring for testimony. Let God connect you with results in these next 6 days in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't believe the lie of the world. Don't believe that you are going through a dark winter. Believe that the sun will shine upon you. Believe that the blessing will locate you. Believe that God knows your name. God knows your home address. Believe that angels are assigned on your behalf. Don't believe negative things. Believe the word of God and prophesy. You will get positive outcome of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Across the nation of the world, you are not going down. You are going up and higher in Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Now listen. Reward and result. It's a blessing. God rewards. And God wants you to get that result you have been praying for. It's a blessing to see excellence on your report card. It's a blessing to see yourself increasing. So God expecting result in John 15 verse 1 and 2. God's Christ said, every branch that produces more fruit, I will prune it, I'll water it to produce more. So God is concerned with our result. Amen. So today, let us confess. Just say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Just in the name of Jesus, I say results, good results in my job site. I say good results in my family. I say good results in my finances. I say good results in my investment. I say good results in my studies. I see good results in my ministry. I see good results in everything I'm engaged to do. The grace of God will produce good results for me. In Jesus' mighty name, today the Lord bless you with the results you have been dreaming for. Yes, the Lord bless you with the results you have been dreaming for. In Jesus' mighty name. You know what it means to be praying for a green card, and the day you get it, it's a blessing. You have been praying for your U.S. passport. The day you get it, it's a blessing. You have been praying for that dream job. You know, so let this grace be upon you. You realize that result will enter your hand with that struggle in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. To end tonight, let's start E, please. E for greatness. That is enthusiasm. Enthusiastically motivated. Enthusiastically motivated to press forward. Greatness is important to have greatness in your mind, but you must have this enthusiasm that motivates you to press forward towards greatness. You must take your steps every day with zeal, with courage, with boldness. Don't complain about how life is hard. You know, complainers don't go anywhere. Oh, complainers want pity. They want someone to comfort them. Say, oh, that's how life is. Never join the complaining team. Refuse to look for self-pity. Get motivated to press forward. Whatever you are doing, if you are evangelist, if you are a nurse, if you are a doctor, if you are a preacher, whatever area of job you are engaged, get excited about it. Get enthusiasm. Get yourself motivated to pursue it, to press forward. Don't complain. Don't join complaining people. Listen carefully. Never say things are hard. You are cursing yourself. Never say, I don't know what to do. Never say, I am not sure I will make it. Okay, then what else? But now listen, those that live by faith, they speak faith. Those that live by faith, they see a way out. Those that live by faith, they know that God is able to turn things around. In the midst of the worst situation, God is saying, my child, I will bring a light out of your darkness. So don't join the world to complain. Child of God, under this grace, there is greatness. Under this grace, there is power. Joseph, tell me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm excited about 2021. I see myself making it. Raise your voice and declare, in the name of Jesus, I'm excited about 2021. I see myself making it in a big way. In the name of Jesus Christ, child of God, get excited about January, about February, and every month of 2021. Get excited. Begin to tell yourself, 2021 is your year. Joseph, tell me, 2021 is my year. 2021 is my year to make it in Christ. 2021 is your year of favor. 2021 is your favorite year. Things will happen. I prophesy in your life, whatever you have lost in 2020 is going to come double and triple in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2021, the doors are opening. Grace is coming. Heaven is opening. The sun will shine in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will do it. He will surprise the world. Don't forget, I said earlier, Latin last week, 2021 is a year of turnaround. Okay, the enemy will be surprised. Your enemy will be surprised how you made it to the top and blessed. Those who hate you will look at you and say, how did she manage to succeed? Because grace will take over your life. Just say after me, grace will take over. Your enemies will be surprised because grace will take over your life and produce a testimony beyond the normal. Don't believe your things will not go normally because God will make supernatural things on your behalf. Don't expect things to go normally because God will move supernaturally on your behalf. Hallelujah, Lord. I love this one. So believe God for that zeal. Press on with that zeal for that greatness in you to manifest. Let's try A, please. We are just doing the word greatness, please. Let's try A. Ask major questions. Wow. Ask major questions. Now, I said greatness, please. G stand for what? Great goals attainment. Write the word greatness vertically, please. G stand for goals attainment. Arrow stand for result oriented, and then E stand for enthusiastically motivated towards your goal or your greatness, and then we see what again? A, ask major questions, seek help. You know, when I was coming to U.S. for the first time, long time ago, I didn't know anything about flight, about I was naive. I was flying through France. I had to ask questions. When I don't know what to do, I ask questions. When I don't know how to find my gate, I ask questions. But now listen. Great people ask great questions. Write it down. Great people ask great questions. So don't be ashamed to ask God questions. Father in heaven, what must I do to succeed in 2021? So spend time, sit down, ask yourself questions. What do I do? What do I need to do different in 2021? Ask yourself serious questions. What did I do wrong? Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to ask yourself questions. You know, don't worry, but sit down and think and ask yourself questions. What do I need to do different in 2021? So without asking yourself questions, you cannot get answers to greatness. So great people ask great questions. So today, begin to think about the questions to ask yourself. What do I do to make a difference in 2021? How do I shine? What do I do to rise up in 2021? What do I do to break every limitation in 2021? What do I do to press on and to succeed in 2021? What do I do to engage in ministry effectively in 2021? What do I do to start operating in the anointing in 2021? Whatever question you want to ask yourself, be sincere. I asked God, what do I do to get money? And God said, everything you need is inside you. Write books. So ask God questions, He will give you answer. So let's pray today that God give you the grace to think well, ask the right questions, because the answer you will get will depend on the questions you ask in life. One more time. The answers you get in life depends on the questions you ask life. In Mark 16:30, and he brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" That was when Paul and Silas were locked up in Philippi, and when they were released, the jailer asked Paul, "What must we do to be saved?" And that led to his salvation and the household. Today, what must you do to become great? What must you do to get peace, to be happy, to be protected? What must you do different to grow, to see the glory of the Lord? Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom for the right thinking, the right meditation, the right thought, the right pursuit. Raise your voice and pray. I declare the name of Jesus Christ, your thinking will be right. Your motivation will be right. Your insight will be right. Your inspiration will be right. Your desires inside you will be aligned to the spirit of greatness. Let God give you a heart that can reason, that can get answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Josiah Famine 2021, I declare today I have answers to greatness. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, at the sound of my voice, you will find answers to, oh my God, receive answers to greatness, receive keys for your family, receive answers in your ministry, receive answers in your business. Let the Lord give you answers that will change your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord give you answers that will change your platform in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord give you answers that will give you financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord give you answers in your marriage, in your home, in your investment, in your children. Let the Lord give us answers for 2021. Receive it in Jesus' name. Just say after me, I have by the Holy Spirit the ability to solve major problems. I have by the Holy Spirit the ability to solve major problems. So whatever comes before you, you have the answer through grace. The grace of God will give you answers. Don't be afraid about life. Face life with boldness. Face life with courage. Don't be afraid about 2021. Don't say, "I don't know." Tell yourself, "I know what to do by the grace of God." Just say after me, "I know what to do by the grace of God. I can handle this by the grace of God. I can pray more by the grace of God. I can invest more by the grace of God. I can build my house by the grace of God. I can be debt free by the grace of God. I have peace of mind by the grace of God." Don't be shaken. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Please, let's try tea. We'll do the rest more. Okay, let's end with tea now, please. Timely investment where it matters most. Timely investment where it matters most. You know, this is a secret for great men. They know where to invest themselves where it matters most. So people are busy every day, but they're giving themselves to wrong things. Listen, if you invest all yourself in the desert, you end up broke, okay? You need to know where to engage yourself. Yes. So you need to know 2021, where do I invest my effort? Where do I invest my mind? Where do I put my effort? What do I give myself unto? And that is why for me, I lean unto Jesus. I engage in Jesus. I invest in the kingdom. I trust in the Lord. Listen, every seed you sow in the hand of Jesus Christ is guaranteed to grow. Okay? Okay. Listen carefully. So you need to think and pray. Greatness, where do I invest myself? Is it in education? Is it in a trade subject? Is it in business? Is it in nursing? You need to find your fertile ground to invest your life to grow. Don't keep on laboring all your life. God has a place for you to invest your seed, your life, your brain, your work. So let's pray for God to give you that understanding on how to invest your hours, how to use your hours. We all have 24 hours a day, but some watch TV. They invest the hours on watching TV. Some invest the hours on talking on the phone. Some invest the hours on Facebook and all the pictures. Some invest the hours on studying. Some invest the hours working. Okay, for me, I'm multitask. I do a lot of things. So one day, I'll mark exams. I'll write some part of my book. I do TV. So let's pray that God give you wisdom on how to schedule yourself rightly. Invest yourself. Listen. You cannot neglect God and become great. One more time. You cannot neglect God and become great. Even Moses spent time with God. David spent time with God. Daniel spent time with God. You can make the list. You cannot neglect God and become great. If you don't have time for church, time for prayer, time for fasting, listen carefully. You are now on your own. If you don't have time for prayer, time for fasting, time for church, you are on your own. You have abandoned God. You are now working on your own. Let's pray that God give me the grace to balance my life, to have my work life, my church life, my worship life. It's very important to be involved in the house of God, to sing in the choir, to be an usher, to be the women ministry, to be there are many departments to engage. Healthy people function in the church. Even Jimmy Carter is serving as a school teacher in their church. So you need to find yourself involved. Just the Holy Spirit, I want a balanced life between my secular life and my ministerial life and my spiritual life. I want to be great in every area of my life. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the greatness to get wisdom on how to invest your life, how to invest your time, how to invest yourself, how to invest your money, how to invest your life on earth, your years on earth should get meaning. Say, Holy Spirit, I want every day of 2021 to count. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Just say, Holy Spirit, I want every day of my life for 2021 to get something significant. Raise your voice and pray. I declare today, in the next 6 days, you are in 2021. Every day of your life in 2021 will produce something significant in the name of Jesus Christ. Your life will not be wasted. Your years will not be wasted. You will see results in January, in February, in March, in April, in May, in June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You will see results in every month. Just lay hand on your body and declare in the name of Jesus, I produce substance, I produce results, I produce goodness, I produce excellency, I produce greatness. Let it be done in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You produce results, you produce favor. Anywhere you go, the blessing follow. Let it be done in your life. Every place you go, the favor follow. Every place you go, the greatness of God will manifest through your life. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. It's time to get a communion, please. Get your bread, please. Get your bread as you read the verse to pray. Oh, my God. Let's begin with a verse, please. Psalm 71, verse 21. Please open your Bible if you are home, please. Psalm 71, verse 21. Are you there? Psalm 71, verse 21. Thou shalt increase my greatness. I love this. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. This is everything we want to see happen. God will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Now, for those in Maryland, tomorrow's service, if you miss the service, it will be a very bad thing. So if you are in Maryland, try to be in church tomorrow, because it's the last Sunday of the year. The grace of God will manifest in a new way. There's some good things that will happen and announce tomorrow. Awesome, awesome. So please, get your bread, please. Go to share together now. We are taking the communion for the greatness in you to rise. Let God, that great seed in you, just raise up your bread, please. Say the name of Jesus. I declare today, there's a seed of greatness within me. I command the seed of greatness within me to rise up and grow. In the name of Jesus, I command the greatness in you to rise up and grow. Every obstacle against your greatness will take out of the way. In Jesus' mighty name, take it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Believe the Lord. Something is happening with you right now. There's a connection that is coming into your life. Yes, there's a connection that is coming into your life that will give you a new thinking, a new horizon, a new open door. A window of grace is being opened for you. I see that light shining. There's a new thinking coming in you, because God will give you an idea and give you a connection with somebody that will connect you to what you have been praying for. Because the things that we're saying, this is too difficult, God is saying it will happen so easily. The difficulties of your life are turned into a blessing, because God is about to give you insight, understanding, and keys for that success in Jesus' name. Just say, I take the blood of Jesus. I receive grace for life. I receive wisdom for life. I humble myself in Christ, because he will raise up the humble. God will raise up the humble. Just confess, God Almighty will raise up the humble. I bring myself at the feet of Christ, because my Lord will raise me up. I receive that grace in Jesus' mighty name. Take it in Jesus' name. What a blessing. Now listen. We're beginning our end of year fasting from Monday 28th to 31st. We're beginning fasting from Monday. Everybody on the line, from Monday, we fast from morning to evening. You eat one meal a day. You can take water within the day. You can take water within the day. From Monday to Thursday, crossover, we're fasting. We'll break in the evening and take communion in the evening. Those in the prayer line, we'll be praying in church. But be the prayer line. You can follow us through the prayer line while the service is going on in the fasting. So from Monday, we'll begin our fasting on the prayer line from 6 p.m. Those who are out of state, please. For those who are out of state, you'll be in the prayer line. But all of us in Maryland will be in church. So while the service is going on in church, those who are out of state can follow us through Facebook and through the prayer line. Hallelujah, Lord.
Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates.